Hello and welcome to another episode of Never a Straight Answer Extra, the little podcast that we like to throw out in the middle of the week because we're kind of nice like that. And you know,
we're very nice, man.
And plus, we had a load of extra stuff left over lying around. You know what I mean?
We did indeed. We did.
Just loads of news lying around the bunker. We just thought we were tripping over it in here, so get rid of it. So yeah, we'll bring you some. There's been quite a lot of actually, all joking aside, yeah, there's actually been some quite crazy shit going on in the world today.
Answer.
And I was going to bring it up in the main episode. No, there's actually was looking at the earthquakes that's just happened in Antarctica, in Alaska, sorry. So if it's just, news came out about 5-6 hours ago.
Yeah.
Alaska earthquakes has basically just rocked the whole country.
Yeah, it's a strange thing about this one as well because it's a part of my news.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Well, the major earthquake, which was 7.0 on the magnitude on the earthquake Richter scale, struck Alaska, causing people to run from buildings and, you know, basically just caused panic.
Yeah.
The quake was centred about 7 miles or 11 kilometres north of Anchorage, the largest city in the state, according to US Geology Survey.
Yeah, it looks bad, man. It
around 300,000 people live in Anchorage, with 100,000 in the surrounding areas, so quite a lot of people were affected.
Yeah.
So, how serious is it? Has there been any reports of any sort of major injuries?
I haven't heard any yet, but it sounded that bad when I first heard it, that that there's going to be a few injuries. I'd suggest there's going to be a few, but not major, not as far as I'm aware anyway.
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy and a lot of people saying that, because normally after quakes there's a big aftershock.
And
sometimes it's stronger than the actual initial quake.
Yeah.
So they're expecting that.
It's loosened up the soil, so now it can do less of a amount of power, but it's still going to do as much damage.
Yeah. Well, what's it? I mean, I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
Yeah,
only because, like I said, about the Northern Lights and I want to kind of see the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
But I've always had this idea I wanted to go and take photos of gold miners, like portraits.
Gold miners?
Yeah, do you know, like old prospecting type gold, panning for gold?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like, well, I mean,
well, you're going to get an old man up there or something and watch him panic.
Oh, you know, go out and have a mooch around, find authentic gold miners and get portraits of these people who live out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Get some really nice detailed portraits of these people. And that's I've always kind of wanted to do it. So, you know, further seeing that they're having a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
Makes me think, oh, mate, don't wreck Alaska before I get to see it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's
so go on, what's a bit of news related?
Well, have you heard about this hum?
I did actually hear about the hum. It was a worldwide hum.
Yes.
Yeah, did you hear where they thought it originated from? It was like a small little island, wasn't it?
It's a French island off the side of Madagascar. I can't remember the name of it. And basically...
You're good.
No.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
That's where they believe it had started, and the island had moved.
It had actually moved by about 4 metres or something.
East by about 4 metres, and then it moved south about another 2.
That's crazy.
And it's like, whoa, that's
so
just...
what actually happened then? Does
I
anyone
think it's
know?
A plate, but it's. Right, there's
that was a big plate if it moved. There's been a lot of geological activity though recently in it. It's a bit scary.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, what's going to happen? What's next?
Yeah. Something. Because it seems like it's going to be a never ending at the minute.
Well, are we just kind of heading into a time of change or like, you know, where
shifting
and kind of plates are going to be moving and it's like the Earth's actually just going to change?
I think the abuser. As
he's going to become the abusee.
Yeah.
Oh no, the abuse. Yeah. That's it.
Because like the planet, like we're taking the piss.
It's fighting back.
Yeah.
Well,
which it's entitled to, and it will be here as long longer than we will.
Shit, though, innit? Because it's like at the end of the day, it's like, you know, we should be taking care of it. We've only got one.
Yeah. Well, that's it. So called, we've only got one.
Ah, well, see.
But apparently it was just done before the actual Alaska incident. And they reckon that it's a correlation with it. They reckon that it's
so they're all connected. Linked.
Yeah.
Well, because there's been quite a lot of different incidents, like I say, all over the world.
Because you don't know what it is.
But how do you know they're not all linked? It's well, like, you know, if you think about it, everything's got to give.
Yeah.
So it's like you push something, it's gonna push back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if it's straining and breaking somewhere, then it's shifting and breaking somewhere else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But
so how long before we have a major catastrophe on our earth? It's not scaring people, but...
According to a website called The Hum, it's been doing it since 1960.
Oh, right, okay.
Apparently, he's been watching this since 1960.
Oh, it's funny, actually, because wasn't it like the biggest earthquake in Alaska was in the 1960s?
A 7.9.
So maybe
the second highest ever.
So
to
maybe
be recorded
this
in the world.
Started when the hum started. Maybe that correlates with that somehow.
Yeah, there is a possibility if you think about it.
You don't know.
There's been connection twice. There could have been a connection before on. And you wouldn't have felt these the vibrations from this hum. You wouldn't have felt because they are P and S.
It was very kind of minute vibrations, weren't they?
We couldn't feel it.
Well, my next question is: well, how long before we start having like really bad seismic activity here? Do you know what I mean? Because we're not on a fault or anything, but I mean Alaska is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well, we have got fault lines. But
it's not the fault lines we need to be worried about. I think it's more likely we're going to need to worry about the water that's going to come after the incident happens.
Well, yeah, because obviously you've got to worry about tsunamis and shit like that.
Tsunami's been more... Well, we only had one like 500 years ago.
God, mate,
not that long
it's
ago.
Like, you know what? We do live in a bit of a precarious situation, don't we?
Yeah,
like, you know,
Well, wait until the seas rise.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like literally the thing that we need.
Yeah,
but then again, probably going to kill us.
Then again, the planet's taking the ocean as well. If you think about it, put that in.
Well,
there
that's
as
what
well.
You were saying about like it draining.
Trillions,
in,
trillions.
Well, no, but I think that could be like a system in terms of like these water
I
draining
agree,
away.
Half of it's disappearing,
and nobody can understand where it's gone.
But half then, is disappearing.
Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. It's disappearing, but like we need that water to go away. So when the ice caps do melt,
it
replaces that water and doesn't cause any issues.
Well, as long as we've got
we're gonna
a field,
get, maybe we're going to get Antarctica back as a continent.
Well, we will
a usable
somewhere.
Continent.
We will
but,
somewhere.
Like, and that water issue is not going to be a problem because it's drained away the excess.
Yeah, but now through the planet's history, we have it and it dissipates after 10,000 years and then it appears again. Now that as well is
well,
to
that
do
might
with
be
the
great
field.
Floods.
Our
maybe
field.
That's where that come from.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Possible.
Where it was a case of that water was due to dissipate.
But there's water that's been missing.
Came back.
But and the water then we've got under the ground. You know what I mean? There's a lot of water, but like, you know, like you were saying, the Noah's Ark thing, I believe that there was some incident like that.
And like a great flood.
Yeah, because there's a lot of proof
to
suggest
that. Oh, no, there's a lot of
that.
Evidence to say that there was a big tsunami type event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a case of where's the water gone? It's either evaporated and fucked off out of the planet, which I doubt.
Well, no, because it always recedes. It's like a wave comes in and it'll recede. And that's why, that's why the moon's
everything.
Important, because it's like we have this tidal orbit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if we have a tsunami, it's inevitable that that water's going to recede and probably further back than it initially was.
Oh, yeah,
so it's like, if you look at that area that they're saying, the Eye of the Sahara.
Yeah.
And they're going on about, well, Atlantis was supposed to be on the coast.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at that coastline, you can see where a big wave had come in, crashed up against it, and then receded.
And
created a hell of a lot new coastline.
Yeah, I agree.
Right, so if you take that washed away area, which you can see that the water has affected the landscape, take away that or fill it in with imaginary water, and you'll it'll position the Eye of the Sahara on the coast.
And everything there,
do you know what I mean?
This
is what we're getting at with this eye, you know, with the Atlantis theory. It's like it does ring true in a lot of ways where the mountains are positioned at the back and
at the moment, there's more evidence to suggest that it's
and everything.
There.
So yeah, it's totally where it was, in my opinion. I can't.
I've got no argue.
I can't believe we're still talking about it weeks and weeks later. But it's still one of those things that keeps coming up, so yeah, we have to keep talking about it.
Yeah, and if we find any more info, then obviously we're going to...
Have you got any more news from this week? Well, I know you. I've got a couple of bits, but there's one in particular, one story that I want to skirt on, but I don't want to talk about it too much because I want to get the full perspective of it, if you like, and the full sort of thingy, but... that's the article 11 and 13
that
we were
talking
about briefly.
Yeah, we talked about
and that's the European like vote in favour of like a new copyright directive that could force tech giants to do more than stop the spread of copyrighted material on their platforms. So simply put, the directive on copyright places more responsibility on websites such as YouTube, Facebook and Twitter to make sure that copyrighted material isn't being illegally shared in their platform. So, but I mean, it kind of like limits content creators in a lot of ways. Like,
Exactly, because you don't know exactly what's being put in that.
Well, no, I mean, it's like they turn around and like I keep seeing these adverts on YouTube at the minute saying like, you know, Article 13, what you need to know. And imagine a world there where you couldn't see your own, all your favourite videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it suggests to me that they're being really kind of like fussy about what they're going to allow to go on YouTube. Because at the moment, it's pretty much as long as it's not violent or, you know, controversial.
Yeah. Well, Article 13,
I could do a cover of a Beatles song and put it up and it's my version. So, you know, even though it is a copyrighted material, it's kind of allowed at the minute. But like one of the YouTube videos in particular said, imagine a world where you can't listen to your favourite cover.
This is
what
I've been saying about the control that they're going to take it off us. And Article 13 is just basically
It's another step to be in like a country like Korea where you've got a very limited internet.
America's going to get the Chinese version.
Well, that's...
They're already in progress on the Chinese version
so
in America.
Gaz was on about in Korea.
Yeah,
they control them in there because you're classed as spy if you own a cell phone.
Yeah,
in Korea.
And
what's the point
comes
in
from
like
the Chinese.
You know, who is it that dictates what sites are okay to look at and what's not?
No one. Right. Basically, it's a free service. Right. It was given to the world
because I was looking at this link tax. They're talking about, and I mean that just looks ridiculous. It's like a ban on a meme ban.
Yeah.
And a link tax, so no more memes, which is a fun, but some of them are quite offensive and I understand why
this
they might,
why
might
they're doing
like
it.
They want to get rid of
because
that
because people are taking the piss out.
Well, it's people's humour, and if it's not a meme it's going to be a joke, and it's like, you know,
how it is
as soon as a tragedy happens or somebody dies, the jokes start coming around the tech circuit.
But it's like the Pandora effect that I was saying about
the Pandora's box.
It opened up so many avenues, but there wasn't enough security on it. And I've always said, the first thing you do if you bring something out like this, you have security, but not security that like the government's shut you down and that. The security that the people's information is correct, that they're getting the information right, and secondly, that it's free and that they can talk to anybody they wish to.
Well, like I say, I mean, well, this article goes on. It says at the heart of the directive on copyright, the two division articles, Article 11 and Article 13, have been dubbed the link tax and the meme ban.
Yeah.
Articles, respectively, look at the copyright argues that, you know, that. So you have. So they're looking at in the link tax. They're looking at like charging you a fee.
Yeah.
To share a link to, say, a news article or a YouTube video or whatever.
Basically, and they're trying to work another way of getting your fucking little bit of money that you've got in your purse or wallet.
Yeah.
And getting more money
exactly,
out of
you. Exactly, yeah. And also, they're looking at kind of filtering out and removing memes altogether.
Yeah.
But the directive on copyright isn't a law yet. And it still has to go through a series of steps before it becomes finalised with
the
EU.
And this is just the beginning.
So,
and they're already starting to talk about like doing the Chinese version, but their version.
I know like people have been saying it for years that we're turning into like this sort of Orwellian, like 1984 sort of control. And I mean, it does feel like every year we lose a little bit more.
We've never had it so free, that's why.
Well, no, we've not. I don't feel we're like we've had it so free. I think we might have a bit more information, but having the information doesn't make you free. It's the fact that we're still being controlled, and probably worse than ever.
Yeah, well, this is it. It's all about the ones who are trying to control you. There needs to be systems where you can put in there where there is no possible way that someone can control the way the rest of the world works. Like the 1%, just because they've got money, that they control the rest of the world. They shouldn't be the ones who control it. We should be the ones, everybody, including them, should be controlling the world. But they're taking the piss.
Now, I understand that copyrighted material, and YouTube have always always had a policy where I've tried uploading videos before where I've got where it's blocked my video, and it said the music that you're using is owned by someone else.
Yeah.
Can you please remove it and try uploading it? No, that's fair enough, because obviously someone else's work and you're kind of using it without permission.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, we use it ourselves, royalty-free music that you can use if you've got a project that needs it. Music, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, it's all right. It gets the job done.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the thing is, it's like, you know, if you're using an artist's music, then they should be getting royalties for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, they say work,
That's how that radio,
for it,
radio service works, if you like. You know, you play their songs, you pay them a royalty.
Yeah, so, but I've got an issue with that as well.
So I don't disagree with that, but
I agree with that, but my issue is, it's the same issue as the 1% who are getting rich, and they're getting richer and richer.
Mm.
Now, the way they're getting richer and richer is because they're putting stuff out like that's where they're getting an income. Because they can afford to do that. So what? Because you've got money, you can make money.
It's crazy though, this link tax.
But it needs to be a limit.
It makes me worry though, because the amount of links I just put out just for the podcast, I throw links up on Twitter all the time to news articles, or I'm always sending links out to friends, memes. You know, it's like, God, is that going to cost you a fortune? And the fact that it's like they're just trying to find ways. It's like you can't have fun, or people are having too much fun on that internet. We've got to try and monetize it and get a bit of dough out of them. Like they can't have something for free.
Exactly. No, but there is a lot. There is a lot of nasty shit on there as well.
Yeah, obviously, and that's
what needs to be controlled.
Now, if they say we're going to take an element of control, but you won't notice if you don't go on really horrible shit,
that'd be bollocks, because they overstep the mark
lists of everything that they were saying that you can't look at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they could justify it.
Yeah.
Then, fair enough. Yeah. Right, but I don't want.
They
could
use something like the National Security Act or something.
Yeah,
like
Of course, they'll say. It's always the way they'll turn it around and say that they need to use.
How can we stop getting caught? Right, National Security Act.
All comes back to that the 9/11 thing where they say about they've done this, so in order for us to go and retaliate, you need to give up your. Yeah. We've got to start being on patrol all the time. We've got to have. We've got to watch you, we've got to tap your phones.
Oh, look who's on the list who's still there, like Iran. They want to knock out Iran, they want to knock out, Syria. Them two are being dealt with now. Then you've got North Korea, he's dealing with North Korea now. But this is a list that the old American presidents wanted, which actually got reported, was the 5 countries in the East they wanted to take control of because they are out of order or they don't go against everyone else's policies. But that is an invasion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not a free speech. Yeah, all right then, take it over and get the people to speak and then let them go. But what happened with Iraq and all that with that doing that?
Well, what they're trying to say in this directive for the copyright would make online platforms more liable for the copyright infringements on their sites, so like YouTube and Facebook, if this stuff goes up on there, then they're responsible, right?
If we said something wrong on there, we're responsible for it.
And also, it kind of directs the revenue from the tech giants towards like the artists and the journalists who were responsible for the content, So like, you know, when you put a song on the radio, you know, on your video. then the artist's going to get the money rather than the them.
Yeah.
So, you know...
an excuse to fire the bottom man.
Yeah, so...
another excuse for firing the bottom man.
Well, like I say, it's a kind of an interesting one, and it's just a beginning, and I keep seeing all these article adverts on YouTube when I'm watching, so and I was interested to find out a bit more about it.
One of the casts that I listened to, and that I was hearing a little bit on that, so I investigated it, and it was like, whoa. That's why I mentioned it last week, and then you've mentioned it this week.
I saw it this afternoon. I was on YouTube, and it come up. Is Article
30. Well, it's kind of like what it's going to threaten.
YouTube.
Because YouTube is quite powerful if you think about it. It's taken a lot of viewers away from mainstream conventional methods of watching the TV.
Yeah, which was controlled.
Exactly. So
now you've got your freedom.
Now you've got totally can watch anything on any topic you want.
Yeah, within reason.
So, but that's the beauty of it. It's like anybody can put their information up on the web, they can make a video or how to video or whatever. Put the holiday videos up.
Yeah.
But if like they're gonna turn around and say, "Oh no, you can't use that."
I've got some dating videos on there.
Does not surprise me in the slightest.
You don't want to.
I think we're gonna go into this a bit more in the future. So
No doubt.
I've got some.
Mikey, what have you got?
Showbox has been shut down, and Modgrove's next.
This kind of goes into this. It's like, you know, copyright laws and stuff like that. I mean, I've got to admit, I do use Showbox. And I generally use it because it's it gives me a notification when the show or watch is up.
It's usually up the very next day.
You know, it's a good service, and obviously it can be considered an illegal.
It's piracy.
Piracy.
Yeah.
So
an injunction against.
Let's get it right. It's piracy.
You wouldn't steal a car.
To be honest.
And you wouldn't steal a handbag. Yeah. So why would you steal a film? Is that still on the thing? Is that still on the beginning of movies because that was what it was, wasn't it? Video piracy is a crime.
On a DVD, still on a DVD.
Is it?
Yeah.
No way.
Lee'd steal a laptop though.
Lee would steal a laptop. That's
established. Yeah, but I'm giving you back.
Giving crap for it.
I'm giving you back 6 months' time with 10 grand.
No. If you did that, then all would be forgiven. But chances are that's gone right up his nose.
Well, like you said, he didn't need the money or the wallet. You know. No, he didn't make anything else. He took that and that only.
Maybe he just didn't get a chance to. Maybe he was interrupted before he could get his hands on that one.
Most thievery is opportunist. If it's there, the more likely to grab it.
Yeah, steal my phone if you're going to give me 10 grand back in a few months.
Oh, yeah.
In 6 months' time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think your 10 grand's a bit out of whack.
No, it's just Sony.
Oh, I might consider we'll have a little talk later about that. We'll have a little deal on.
But, got rid of the shitty iPhone.
Well, so what? So basically they get Modrow's going as well.
Yeah,
and
Modrow,
so they're doing a major crackdown on this sort of thing.
Yeah, but they have done for a long time, so it's only going to take a point.
Well, it's just an injunction put out.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, it's like, what was it last? It was Torrent, so it was like, Pirate Bay. And then before that, it was like stuff like LimeWire and
LimeWire went.
It's like whatever happens is that, you know, one gets shut down and they'll crack down on it.
Yeah.
But the next one will spring back up.
Yeah.
And it was usually probably the same people who operate them.
So
PrimeWire, that was another one that went.
Yeah, they know the system. They know
how the amount of times Cody got shut down and put back up.
Look at like.
This is going to be the problem with technology, because you're going to come out with an expensive item that everybody wants or wants to see, and someone's going to come along and do it.
My argument about like video piracy, especially in streaming, it's like if you go on the web and you go, right, I don't really know anything about video streaming, but I really want to see this film. Avengers Infinity Wars
2, not even out
and
yet.
Then no, you go, I want to watch that film, and then a link comes up. Two links come up on your search, and one of them says, "Watch it here, pay $17.99 to watch the Blu-ray copy."
Yeah.
And then the next link says, "Watch it here free in 1080p."
Or you see,
which one are you gonna click?
Free
it's like, and then, this it comes back to copyright laws and how that this Article 11 is gonna try and take
that
stuff down. And I mean, so it's kind of like,
which in a way is right.
It's right. But in another way,
it's wrong, because there's no other way we can get hold of it until someone else brings something out that is not expensive. This is it as well.
Like a lot of the shows I watch on stuff like Showbox are shows that are American or Canadian or wherever,
and they don't even air them here.
They don't even air them in this country. Or if they do, they put a different voiceover over.
You know, I took over Hollywood.
Instead of putting films in the cinema, they should do a monthly fee where you get all the new fucking films that you stream them like Netflix.
Yeah.
Because then that way people would pay more money.
But it can't be expensive. This is the thing, especially in these days and times.
I've got a problem with all these streaming services because there's so many of them and there's more due to come out.
Yeah.
It's like, where do you stop? It's like at the end of the day, you've got like 10. Say if you like a certain show or
someone's
a certain type of show, you're going to have like 15. The Netflix, I've said this a million times, Netflix are going to come unstuck in at a certain point when Disney recall all of their IP. Disney are going to be coming out with a Disney app, which is going to rival Netflix soon. He's like, it's a case of the cost is what my argument is.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
the fact that you're going to end up paying £10 for each one of these apps. Yeah. So it's like it's not worth it.
So a CEO who just got 10 billion out of you.
Whereas an app like Showbox would give you all of the all the episodes you want to watch from every resource and bring them to one place, which is ideal.
But if they did it at one monthly fee for movies, that instead of them being at cinema, it make more people would be able to watch them and stop.
Yeah, but then you've destroyed cinemas then.
But they'd stop looking for the dodgy ones, because they'd be able to get them in one place without having to go to cinema, because a lot of people can't afford to go to cinema.
Well, but that the reason why it's so expensive is because they haven't gotten as many people going in, because
people are watching piracy, it's available
and
at
you're
home.
Losing jobs as well there.
If it's the only place you could go and see the next Marvel film or the next Star Wars film, then that's what you do. It's like, if you've got the option and you think, well, I'm a bit skint this month, so I'm going to watch the copy, or, you know, I just can't wait. You know, to
I'm
watch
quite
it at
happy
cinema.
For a film to come out, go on cinema. This is supposed to originally be, go on cinema
I'm
6 months' time, but have no copies.
I'm a film
junkie
and I want to watch every film, so it's like, if I wanted to go and see every film, then I would
spend a lot of money on
cinema. I don't want to do that. It's like, and then 9 times out of 10, I could start watching a film and it's not really my cup of tea. 10 minutes in, 20 minutes in, and no, it's not.
It's
film
not
going
to harm you not to watch it.
Well, no, because I want to watch it to see if I like it. But if I don't like it, I want the option
to pay
to
go
off.
In there. But it should
I don't
be cheaper.
Pay for that option.
Hold on, but it should be cheaper because more people will go there, and the less expense, the cost will go down.
If you went to cinema
individual
to watch
people.
Like 20 quid, last time I went, I paid 20 quid for me and Curly to watch a film. That's before we bought any snacks.
I agree. But that's because there's not many people.
Curly turned around and said, I don't like it, shit.
And yeah, exactly. And then you're not getting a refund.
So
well, yeah, I agree with that. But
it's
a case of what can they do? They've got to pay the staff. They've got to keep the electric.
Oh no, I understand, mate. To think I'm a creative person. Like, we put out this, and I do some photos and stuff like that. But it's like, you know,
if someone was
stealing my work,
I wouldn't like it.
Right?
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
The bottom line.
Yeah. And that's a part of it.
Streaming the stuff for free is right, but some people that have kids can't afford.
Yeah.
All you have to do is wait 3 to 6 months for the film to be allowed to.
Oh my God! No, do you remember when we were kids, mate? It'd be like the new film would come out.
You
wouldn't even hear about it.
It won't kill you not to.
You wouldn't hear about it
until it comes out. 5-year-old that wants to watch the latest, like the new Wreck-It Ralph's coming out.
Well, I want a Porsche, but I'm not fucking getting one.
5-year-olds can't wait.
It won't be on the TV terrestrial over here for years. That's how it ever was.
Yeah, but now
like,
you're saying that because your kid wants something and you can get it, but you're not willing to get it, that kid's controlling you.
No, what I'm saying, parents can't afford to take the kids to cinema.
I know, and this is what I'm saying.
So they go and get it free.
Yeah, you're going to go and get it free, but you've got to think of also the bigger term of the society around you.
Well,
how are you going to get people to jobs?
Well,
and,
we've been a very moral episode of Never a Straight Answer this week, to be honest. Like,
I'm just seeing it on the business side, and especially with us leaving Brexit.
Oh, yeah,
we need good ideas, and we need to you know, this country is going to grow.
As long
no, but what I think what I think the point is that we should be taking away from it is, and even though it helps the artists, which is a good thing, and we can all agree that it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It kind of, it's the first step in the moderation of what we can and can't do on the web. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like, if totally we can't agree. Do that, and they're going to ban
yeah.
images with a little bit of text on, like memes, or they're yeah. going to start charging people to send links,
yeah.
or they're going to start, like, you know, questioning what you want to look at,
yeah.
then that's what's next.
That's control.
Do you know what I mean?
It's so what's then next, it's not
and then
free.
What's after that, and where, and it's going to get to the point where there won't be any internet.
I tell you
and
what,
it'll be like
next.
You ruined it for yourself.
Nah, I tell you what, then next.
Oh,
someone who's got some money will go out there and build a fucking server and go bang. Come
yeah,
to
well,
me
this
and
is it. This is it. You just make your own internet or that, or like, just go
well,
to the
dark
net.
Net. Yeah, yeah, which then you're going to have even more major
all
problems.
All I was trying to say to you though is, the movie industry as a whole are losing out because their closing Showbox down. They could take over.
No, but,
and make
but
yeah, because Netflix is taking
yeah.
over them. That's
no,
why
they made it a paid service to get the latest films. People would be willing to pay more rather than go out.
Well, to be honest, there's not enough. The big movie studios put too much money into just a couple of blockbuster films. And they're not letting the indie filmmakers come through or new talent.
True, but
right?
it's all
so,
grab.
No, but they'll argue. They'll argue that, well, they're losing money on piracy, so it's
yeah.
like the money they have got, they want to put into an investment where they know it's going to make a return,
yeah.
where they can't take
yeah,
a risk on a low-budget indie film.
Yeah, of course you would,
know.
But you don't
yeah.
have to walk out... The CEO doesn't have to walk out that fucking room later on of the year with, like, $20 billion in his fucking pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Because
yeah,
you get wages. How can somebody walk out of a firm with £1 million or even probably more than what the company's
fucking
worth?
What
you're
getting at is this someone in particular?
No, but this seems to be, this is how the rich are getting richer.
Money attracts
you
money.
You know what I mean? It does and it makes
yeah.
money,
that's
but there should be somehow a cap or a tax of, like, right, well, you need to give a certain amount of money
yeah.
back to society.
All
you
I,
need to build this society up
all I
so we can have a better
out,
future.
Lee, was that the movie industry, with the copyright the way it's gone,
yeah.
have missed out on the corner of the market that with all these streaming apps.
They are.
Well,
yeah,
no,
they
well, this is what they're all doing
yeah.
now. They're all
yeah.
creating
they're
their own. So you've
down.
Got, like, you know, Disney, like I say, are starting up their own.
Yeah.
You've got DC, who have got all their content, like
yeah.
every DC film or show or yeah. comic, they're all going on one. You've got obviously Amazon, Hulu, Netflix.
You're missing out on a lot of money on a paid streaming service.
Yeah.
Well, it'll just get to the point
they
where
it'll,
yeah, everyone will be like, it'll be a novel idea to
yeah.
have everything in one place.
I just want to say, in the future, when it comes to where the movie comes to realise and they bring out streaming for movies, I said it here first that's what
well, they well, they kind of already have, and I think it's the future, and this is the same with podcasting. It's the fact that you can have it on demand.
Yeah.
yeah.
Nobody wants to wait. Everybody wants it now.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like,
we've been pushing
which even,
that way,
even Netflix can't bring you a film faster than Showbox.
No.
Do you know
that's
what I mean?
That's why
yeah.
I'm saying Showbox.
That's why it's
be
popular.
A paid service.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, exactly. If you can make it a paid service where you're a subscription to Showbox, but they're legit and
yeah.
they're not going to
yeah.
get closed
and
down.
Yeah.
But they've got that contract where they get those movies super early
yeah.
and people will pay for them.
Yeah,
yeah you're right. So we'll see what the future holds for stuff like that in Showbox. And
yeah.
to be honest, it's like I say, Showbox will probably re-emerge as something else.
There's
yeah.
no license, there's two already up.
Oh, there you go. And that's it. It's like,
are, though,
just like, oh
yeah,
yeah well, what's it? I think Mikey, while we give you a bit of a shout out on this one, I think Mikey's going to be launching his own podcast
yeah.
in a couple of weeks.
It.
For the name,
which is about
I'm not thought of a name yet, but
so,
I will let these boys
so
know.
What's it going to be about? Gaming and...
Gaming and... tech in general.
Talking
fair
of
enough.
Gaming and tech and that, I've got some news on that. Expect your games to go up in price.
No, again, they're already really expensive. And you don't even really get anything nowadays. It's
we
like
don't.
I remember when you used to buy a game and you play through it and you'd unlock everything as you played through.
Yeah.
Now it's like you've
got
to be expected to buy to buy shark cards or
this is a problem with Raiden.
Call of Duty dollars or whatever it is, and it's like, you know, they're not
spending money on nothing.
Premium gaming, I appreciate if you're giving me a product, you're giving me a game for free, and then you're saying if you want to enhance your experience on our free game, then you can buy these coins. Yeah. Fair enough, but if I'm going out and spending 60 to 90 quid on a game anyway, then I should get all the content that comes with that. I shouldn't be expected to pay extra for a game that I've already bought. Yeah. And then another thing is, as well, I'm pissed off with games. This is what you should talk about this on your podcast, Mikey, about games like Call of Duty just skinning and repackaging the same games and selling it back to you over and over again.
I was going to cover that.
Because people buy it. If you don't buy it, they ain't going to do it.
I remember the days you paid 30 quid for Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Yeah.
Played it for 2, 3, 4 years.
Yeah, I've been playing GTA 5 for about 5 years.
Yeah. But I'm all about when you pay 30 quid for a game.
But then prices went up. Our government had the review, and you could only pay up to, I think, 65 quid. But now the question is, the review's coming up now. So go put up their own prices, and we may not be able to argue the toss. So I'm planning on going on to PC if that happens.
No, well,
to be honest,
I'm already.
I just got rid of my PC because I went to a laptop because my PC was taking up too much room. Yeah. So it's like, you know,
the next version, you're not going to even have a disc.
You can buy
that doesn't bother me, because it's like, even though I like a physical disc. Yeah. And I'm a very physical person, Taylor.
Ooh.
Yeah, but in terms of, like, you know, I like physicality in my products.
Yeah.
Right? So if I buy a game, I'd like the disc, I like the case, I like the booklet that comes with it.
Yeah.
Generally a map. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a CD.
Yeah.
MP3s are great, iTunes and all that, but there's nothing like getting the record or a disc and looking through the sleeve notes.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
If you want a PC, though, but you don't want a PC, buy an Alienware gaming box.
Yeah,
allows you to go on Steam and Origin.
Well, there you go. All these sort of tips will be coming to you from Mikey when he starts up his show.
Know that.
But like I say, in terms of like the using a PC in compared to
it's only because it's changing so much.
Well, no, what I mean is I mean there's so many advantages to the kind of like buying it online as on a store, because you've always got it. It's like I've scratched discs and that's come back and buy it again.
Right, okay.
Whereas like if I download it, I can uninstall it and it's always there.
Right. And then what if I come along and decide, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to hack in Microsoft. And I'm going to take all your data, because there is...
I know, yeah, do you know what? There will be a hacker that could do this. It's not you.
And fuck about with your shit. What are you going to do then if he takes all your
shit?
It
happens all the time. You see it, you hear it on the news all the time that a lot of companies have lost data.
Exactly.
Right? So
it's only a matter of time.
But this is it. They don't even have to hack it anymore. No. Usually they've left their briefcase on the fucking train or whatever.
Which has actually
happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, time's pushing on. And we're going to have to call it a night for this episode.
I didn't talk about PP1.
Well, what's PP1?
PP1, a couple of scientists have found that it looks like a product that's within your brain called PP1.
Well, like a chemical?
Yeah, that actually, after a while, stops you remembering things from your past.
Oh, like, so they're kind of like an isolation of an Alzheimer's sort
of gene. Yeah, so this is how they've come across it. Looking at Alzheimer's, and it looks like it could be a good start,
like a breakthrough. Because I've seen quite a lot of research, and they are really smashing it with detecting stuff before the like I said. I said this last week that they have kind of come a long way.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like working out how to stop it before it starts.
Yeah.
You can identify it. But it's like why it starts and what it is.
How to prevent.
Yeah, exactly. Like ultimate prevention.
Yeah.
So,
which
yeah.
is
So what they're saying, like, so they've isolated this chemical and they're going to obviously try and research that and find ways.
Yeah, they're going to get more in depth into it, but I think it's going to take a couple of years, about 10 years
well,
before
we'll definitely
anything
talk
definite
about
comes
this again, because I'm like always interested in like any advancements on stuff like that, and the brain really interests me.
Oh,
and
you
actually,
like this, then?
Well, like, go on.
There's a brain scientist who is well good in his field. He's done it about 20 years or something. And even, you know, experts send it slides to him to have a look. Well, apparently, according to him, they've found a part of the brain on your frontal lobe that no other mammal has.
Okay, and what's that?
There's no name for it yet.
Right, okay, because I know a few of the different parts of the brain. So you've got like the hippocampus, the cerebellum, the oblongata.
The hippocampus on your, I think it was on your
crayola.
Well, like your cerebral cortex is at the front, which is your kind of, regulates emotions and part of consolidation.
Yeah, it's
so like in methods of basically.
You
sorry,
don't crack
going,
it.
Say, yeah, you don't crack your head.
Yeah, if you crack the front lobe, your violent tendencies.
It's basically like through like encoding memories.
Yeah,
that sort of one.
But on the right side, they're saying they found something that like is in normal mammals got it.
So it's kind of making us unique. And what does that prove them?
Well, I don't know.
Disprove evolution.
I think they're going to concentrate on that next, on finding out if it's any other species within our planet, and then I should imagine they're going to concentrate on finding out actually what it does.
That'll be the alien bit then.
Could be.
Probably.
You never know. You never know. We'll
have a look into this then, and we'll talk about it a bit more. Well, I think we're going to have to call it a night, because I know I just said that, but like...
I had more info, I should have said it in the first one, but...
It's all right, we've had quite a lot to talk about. We didn't even get a top 10 in this week, and it's been a hell of a long episode.
Yeah, it has.
On the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
So if you've not listened to that already, get over there and have a listen. It was fucking passionate.
Yeah.
Passionate episode.
We weren't going to hate each other. Don't
honest.
Worry about it.
I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
A hug in a mug. Oh. A wank in a packet.
Wank in a packet? Oh,
yeah,
have
you ever seen
one.
Peep Show?
No.
Yeah, it's a quote off that. Yeah, it's
okay.
Great.
Okay. Anyway. Wank in a packet.
Yeah. Hug in a mug. Wank in
hug
a packet.
Hug in a mug.
Yeah. Right, well, anyway.
Yeah.
I've been, guys. Oh, wait, before we go, if you want to get in touch.
Yeah,
you can get in touch on neverstraightanswer@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can contact us on Twitter @never. NASA_never, or on Instagram @neverstraightanswer. You can just basically get in touch with us, subscribe on all the major platforms.
You can.
Or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it. We'll be back over the weekend with another episode. Take it easy, everyone. So
yeah,
I've been Gaz.
I've been Taylor.
And Mikey's in the bit. Mikey's just coming back from the
Shitter.
Right.
Oh,
so
you wipe your
we're out of here, Mike. So take care, and we'll
thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries, mate. We'll see you again.
Yeah, man. Therefore, we're
take care. Peace
out.